Yes, December the 16th, 1917, in London, yeah. In a flat in Iverna Court, Kensington, yeah. Which my mother rented while my father was in France, in the army.
Yes.
Because if she'd lived up in Cumberland, which the home was still kept open, obviously it would have been a long way to come when he was on leave, and
yes.
So she rented this flat in Iverna Court in Kensington, and I was born there in 1917.
Yes. Did your father come from Cumberland?
Yes, yes. Wigton, a small town called Wigton.
Yes.
He was a solicitor in a family firm there.
Yes.
He was only 29 when he was killed, so he was quite a junior partner in the firm.
Yes, yes. And where did your mother come from?
My mother's, my grandfather, my mother's father, was a parson.
Yes.
And he had been first, when he was first ordained, I think, a rector in Leicestershire, and then he went down to Dorset.
Oh, yes. But whereabouts in Dorset?
Not very far from Shaftesbury.
Oh, right, yes. Yes.
And he was there until in the middle of the First War, I think it was about 1915, he gave up the living and became an army chaplain. And so my grandmother, obviously they had to leave the rectory in Shroton, she also rented a flat in Iverna Court in Kensington near my mother, so they were there with both their husbands away.
Yes, yes. Which regiment was your father with?
With the 5th Border Regiment.
So when did he go join the war? The beginning of the war, or?
He was a territorial, and used to have been for some time, and so as soon as war was declared, very soon after that, he went off to France. And my mother and father had only been married a year then. Oh. My sister was born in December 1914.
Yes. And what happened to your father, do you know?
Well, he came home quite often on leave. He came home after I was born. And I was the first baby to be baptised in St. Mary Abbott's Church, at the bottom of Church Street in Kensington, in 1918, by my grandfather, who was a was the army chaplain. And my father was able to get leave for that. I think... And he had seen me once before, but those are the only times, because he was wounded and missing in March 1918.
Yes. And then you didn't know what happened at all?
They knew that he had been badly wounded, and a corporal had managed to get him to a stretcher where they'd taken him to this casualty clearing station, which was later blown up by the Germans, who were advancing. And so one always hoped that he might have survived, but my mother never heard what happened to him after he was taken to the casualty clearing station.
How did she cope? What
well, two small girls. Well, we went back to Cumberland for a while because there was always the great hope he might turn up.
Yes.
That I remember as long as 1925 it being talked about. I didn't really understand it, but I can remember the hope that somebody had come to light whose memory had gone. It might be him, but it never was.
No.
So for a while, quite often I lived with my grandparents, because by then my grandfather, having come out of the army, he then had a living near Andover in Hampshire, the village called Monkston.
Yes.
And I just loved that garden.
Why was that?
I just loved the country. I was always up a tree or somewhere. And they were wonderful to me, my grandparents.
Yes.
Whereas my sister stayed more with my mother, who then had another flat in London, because she couldn't sell the house in Cumberland. It was all very complicated.
No.
Till more was known what had happened to my father. So in about 1926, she bought a house in Andover.
Yes, to be near her parents.
Yes, because my grandfather was the rector of Monkston. Yes.
And you lived there for quite a long time. Did you go to school there?
When I...